Fred's first playoff final since 2018. First time you have been the playoff final since champions. Does it change anything? Does it affect anything how you play?
No, I think we've got to the point in the season where we're playing pretty similar in each game. We know the way that we want to play. It's just a matter of, you know, putting in effect against a good team and getting the result on the night.
Yeah, obviously 4-3 win yesterday against Kilmarnock. What do you expect different today from the Comets?
We really didn't play very well yesterday, so it was good that we found a way to win. I think today it's a lot tougher opposition, and you know, playing against a lot of talented players. But it's easier to implement a system and be organised in a game like this. So I think should be a tougher opposition, but you know, a little bit more straightforward with the tactics and the way we're going to play.
Yeah, and just lastly, obviously last weekend you had two games in 2 days, and then same again today. Does that change anything? Towards the end of the season, is it easier to get through that sort of situations?
I know a lot of the boys are banged up and there is a bit of injuries, but yeah, I think in general we've got so much depth and so many players across the lineup that we've got the players that we can make it through one or two games here or there. And yeah, at this stage of the season, you know, we're able to close things out no matter how banged up we are.
Perfect. Thanks for good luck today.
Cheers.
Cheers,
pal. And playoff finals today, obviously win today, league and playoff, double champions, lose, we come away with nine. How are you feeling? How's everything preparing?
It's been good. Yesterday was a bit of a struggle. We weren't really happy with the way we played, obviously.
Yeah.
But to get a win when we played that bad, it kind of shows how much character is in this team. So I've got full confidence that we can beat this team and then take it into next week's Scottish Cup final as well.
Yeah. I said to Fraser, like obviously last weekend we played Saturday, Sunday, then again Saturday, Sunday. How is it for a player trying to prepare for one game and then something completely the next day? Does it take a lot out of you?
I've done it before and it is quite hard, but and especially for boys in the SNL, like not usually doing double headers, it is tough. Especially when it's like tough games, like when we had Paisley Edinburgh, that was a hard one, like tough teams, like back to back's never easy, but I think the boys have took it in their stride and we've made the best of it, and I think we're going to get the job done.
All the best today.
Spot on, thank you.
Cheers, pal. Richard, a really good win for you yesterday against Paisley. Well, Aberdeen seemed to kind of go through the motions a little bit against Kilmarnock. Can you take anything from that in today's final?
Well, no, we will play a lot of games against each other, so we know each other, we know what they're capable, and we know Aberdeen very well, so we know. We got the videos and all that, so we know each other, so we know what kind of style they're playing, and we know we need to put the 100% effort and probably a little bit extra into it to beat Aberdeen.
Yeah, and can you read a lot into like two games in 2 days? Obviously, they did it last weekend as well. Do you read in much into that, or is it just a case of once one game's done, that's out the way, and then the next game's ready to go?
Well, every team is playing some kind of style, you know. Every team has some things. What they are like, actually the style they play and the phase, how they want to do. If they play more physical or they more technical. So we know how Aberdeen play, and we know they are a physical team. I know they want to go on the go. They want a lot of chips in and trying to go and crash the net. So we know that we are. But like we said, with the last six weeks, we played really good hockey, and we prepared for it.
All the very best today.
But thank you.
Thank you. Oh, and obviously the last time the Lynx won the playoffs, you were a player. You never played in the final, but you played all the way up till then. And then today you're part of the coaching staff. Is that a different feel?
A little bit. I was gutted to miss the playoffs in 2016. It was like every training session, every game. But I was away with the national under-17 team at the time.
Yeah.
And it was just such bad luck with the fixtures, the way it worked out. I was following the game in Riga where I was. I got on the plane at the puck drop and then got off the plane in Edinburgh to find out that we'd won. So it was like absolutely class. As a coach, like yesterday with the semi-final, kind of just felt like another game, but definitely woke up this morning with like playoff vibes, knowing there's a lot more at stake. And the hardest thing is you can try and say things to the boys, like pass on some experience or knowledge, but like not having the ability to go out there and do something, and you've just got to trust the boys to go out and do it. So you still get nervous, but you're not out there,
yeah,
like on the ice. You're not going to make a mistake or cause a turnover. So as a coach, you've just kind of got to try and be calm so the bench stays calm.
Yeah. And obviously today the Dundee Comets in the playoff final, win with the double champions, lose, we're up the road with nothing. How do you think the game's going to go?
I think it'll be a better game than yesterday. Kilmarnock's always a hard, frustrating game to play. Like, they've got a particular style. It's not pretty. It's hard to play against. Comets play really nice hockey. They've got like very, very nice systems. They move the puck really well. But there's really not much between us. This season, played them on big ice in Dundee, beat them. Play them in our own rink, they beat us. It's a kind of weird one, and like we've got a history of beating them on big ice pads. So I think we'll have more space than we did yesterday, so we can play a bit of hockey. And I think as long as we're all working hard, playing our brand of hockey, then really not too much to worry about. Worry about ourselves more than anything else.
Just lastly, prediction.
I couldn't possibly make predictions.
Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Cheers, pal. Fraser, 4-3 finished Dundee. Is that a case of maybe five more minutes would have done the trick? Or?
Yeah, possibly. Like, it was a great fight back from the guys in the last period. I think they played pretty well the whole game, really. Just, you know, things weren't going our way tonight, and they had a pretty good goalie. And, you know, maybe on another night we would have won that game.
Obviously, a week's time we'll play the Dundee again in the Scottish Cup final at Aberdeen. Much changes, things you can see that can be done?
Yeah, I mean, all we can do is come to the ice rink on Monday and Wednesday, kind of get ourselves ready for the weekend. It's in our ice rink and, you know, not got any travelling, so we've just got to regroup and see what we can do against them next week.
Thanks for speaking to me.
Cheers.
John, 4-3, yeah, really exciting game to play in. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. Well, I thought we were living on the edge there at the end. Yeah, just the other penalties we started taking there. But I thought through the 40 minutes we controlled the game, and probably the last 10 minutes we, well, almost chucked it away almost there by the end there. But yeah, got it done.
Good to play in, good enjoyable.
Oh, it was good to play in, especially at the end there. Yeah. That was good, that was really good, yeah.
So a week obviously till we play each other again. Much change or same again for you?
Well, we've got a chance to stay the same as well. We played the first 40 minutes, disciplined, in the lane, stopping them, getting their attacks and hitting on the counter and going at them. Definitely that's the way we've got to play. That's the way we play the best hockey, as you've seen. Over 3-0 up, three goals, yeah. Cruising, let it slip away, get carried away maybe a little bit, get caught in maybe end-to-end stuff, and gives them a goal, gives them a chance. So we've not got all that next time.
Well done, enjoy it.
Cheers, buddy.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Josh, tough game, close to coming back at the end. How did it feel out there?
Well, some game. They got the start, which was, they didn't really deserve it because we put the shift in. Their keeper saved them massive, I thought. We outplayed them from start to finish, in my opinion. They just got lucky with their goals. The boys put a shift in, and we just didn't come up with a result in the end. But next week's going to be a big game for us because we've definitely got a statement to make.
Like you say, 7 days until the cup final. What can be done? Do you think you can change things, or does it just go again?
Definitely work on things in training. Last week to push. Boys are working hard, so the effort levels can't increase anymore, but we're going to find that extra gear and come out Saturday.
Thanks for speaking to me.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Cheers.
Richard, 4-3, obviously a goal right at the end. How's the heart?
Oh, it's phenomenal. Like, the guys battled the whole game, and I think we was better team the most of the part of the game. Then we go too many penalties, you know, we was killing all the time. The same players was going on the ice, and you know, the players who was sitting on the bench was a little bit cold, so when they came on, so we serve a goal, you know, and on the end they try to push back, but we hold on, so we are very happy the second time on the roll we won the trophy.
And obviously, same again, repeat next week in the Scottish Cup final. is it a factor same again for you, or do you prepare different, or how does it go now?
No, it will be a little bit different because we play in Aberdeen, so it's a smaller ring. It's a little bit different game than it was today because this is a big path, so it will be a little bit difficult to do it. But we, like I'm saying, we just enjoying the moments right now, and then hopefully the next week we will do the same what we did today.
Thanks for talking, mate. Enjoy your win.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, mate.